We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, eco-friendly viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Sidu Del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Media Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Ernadet City, Channel Z26 on Alha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Huma Cable TV. In Swatseland Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tar, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotuz on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Kwan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Kualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Syria and Kuwait call for increased bilateral cooperation. In animal welfare news, a conservation group in the Democratic Republic of the Congo works to protect the rare okapi. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 14, internationally admired American composer, conductor, pianist, and teacher, Mr. Leonard Bernstein is remembered. Born in Lawrence, Massachusetts in 1918, Mr. Bernstein passed away on this day in 1990. Maestro Bernstein helped make the world of classical music more accessible to people. A committed advocate of global harmony, Mr. Bernstein conducted the Journey for Peace Tour and the Berlin Celebration Concerts in the 1980s. 11 Emmy Awards, a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award, and a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization Sterling Silver Wand are among the multitude of honors that Maestro Bernstein received from around the world. May many continue to feel the profound joy and elevation in heavenly music, which Mr. Leonard Bernstein so generously imparted.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from California, USA. With parts of the state scorched by wildfires in August and September, evacuation orders were issued for over 10,000 households and 2,500 other buildings as a blaze ravaged the mountains of northern Los Angeles County. On August 30th, Captain Ted Hall and firefighter specialist Arnie Quinones lost their lives and at least three others were injured as they worked with 2,000 other crew members to control the flames.
On August 31st, while conveying her sorrowful prayers and love, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $10,000 to help the families of the two perished and the three injured firefighters, as well as any displaced persons in need. As Supreme Master Qinghai asks for updates, the following is our association members' report sent through Foreign Group.
October 9, 2009, Most Compassionate Master, regarding wildfire in California, USA. On September 24th, our association members from Los Angeles presented a check of $10,000 from Supreme Master Qinghai to the Los Angeles County Firefighters Memorial Widow and Orphans Fund, along with gift bags that included Master's books and SOS flyers for each family. The presentation took place at Los Angeles Fire Department's headquarters.
Retired Chief and Treasurer of the Fund, Mel Hokanson, accepted the check on behalf of the families of the victimized firefighters. Thank you so much, Master, for your gracious generosity and love. With our gratitude and love, Los Angeles Center, USA.
The County of Los Angeles Firefighters Memorial Committee also sent Supreme Master Qinghai a letter of appreciation. Following is an excerpt.
On behalf of the County of Los Angeles Firefighters Memorial Committee, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you and express my sincere appreciation to you for your generous contribution to the Widows and Orphans Fund. It is this type of support that allows us to help, in some small way, the families of Captain Hall and firefighter specialist Quinones, who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Sincerely, Melvin Hokanson, Los Angeles County Fire Department, retired Deputy Chief, Treasurer.
We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's permission to share this information with our concerned viewers and to our foreign group for providing this report. Our condolences for the passing of the altruistic Captain Hall and firefighter specialist Quinones, and our appreciation for all the firefighters who bravely risked their lives to extinguish the flames. We are also thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her comforting support to those in need. May such tragedies be eased as more people extend their benevolence throughout our shared ecosphere.
Earthquakes rock Indonesia and Indian Ocean. On Monday morning, a magnitude 5.0 earthquake jolted Indonesia's North Sulawesi province, 86 miles northeast of the town of Tahuna. Another 5.1 magnitude tremor struck Silacap Regency in the central region of Java Island that same day. There were no reports of damage or casualties in either of the earthquakes. We are gladdened to know of the safety of the quake-stricken regions. May heaven's protection continue to embrace our world as humanity's kinder actions help stabilize our earth.
Tibetans stranded in heavy snowfall. In western Tibet's Ali Prefecture, more than 260 local residents and some 1,000 animals were isolated for over 3 days as a week-long snowfall left 30 centimeters of snow on the ground with depths of up to 1 meter in some areas. Police personnel came to their rescue, opening the road and relocating affected families. Our earnest thanks, Tibetan personnel, for your timely assistance. Our prayers that all the snow affected remain warm with a smooth return to their regular day-to-day lives. May extreme events as these subside as we work to usher in a new era of kindness toward all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Animal welfare organization discovers the fate of male chicks. Working in the world's largest egg hatchery located in the USA, a representative for the organization Mercy for Animals found that baby chicks were sorted on a conveyor belt with the males being cruelly disposed of as they were crushed alive in a grinder for dog food and fertilizer because they could not lay eggs or be raised fast enough to be profitable as livestock. With 150,000 chicks being ground up in this hatchery each day, an estimated 200 million are killed in the industry each year. The Humane Society of the United States says that nearly all egg farms, including those that market cage-free eggs, obtain their female chicks from these types of hatcheries. Urging an end to this practice, Mercy for Animals offers vegan starter kits and recipes with links available from their website. Our hearts are deeply saddened to know of such unspeakably inhumane treatment of our innocent baby animal friends. May all individuals swiftly choose the vegan lifestyle to protect and show love and respect for all fellow beings.
Study finds that fish consumption plays no role in preventing heart failure. This was the conclusion of a Dutch study that tracked more than 5,000 individuals over an 11-year period. Fatty fish such as salmon, mackerel, and herring, with their omega-3 oils, has long been credited for improving heart health. However, study lead Dr. Marianne Gelenjsi of Wageningen University in the Netherlands stated that there was no difference in the risk of heart failure between those who ate fish and those who didn't. In addition, the practice of fish farming is known to be highly polluting and detrimental to marine biodiversity, along with the fact that omega-3 oils are now widely available from plant-based sources. Dr. Marianne Gelenjsi and team, many thanks for your work and its clarifying facts about fish. May people everywhere awaken to the manifold benefits of the compassionate veg diet.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production.
Swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese, derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Gabon's next president confirmed. Having completed a recount of the votes from the August election, Gabon's Constitutional Court has announced Mr. Ali Bimbongo Ondimba as the country's next president-elect. Mr. Bongo Ondimba has served in several previous government capacities with current pledges that include distributing the proceeds of Gabon's national wealth, including oil revenues. He stated, "I commit myself before you today to building together a real project of national unity and cohesion. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on the confirmation of your new role. May your time in office grace your land and fellow Gabonese citizens with abundant peace and prosperity."
U.S. Secretary of State on European tour. On Sunday, United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with British Foreign Secretary David Miliband and then later with Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Their discussions centered on matters in Afghanistan, Iran, and Northern Ireland. The next day, Secretary Clinton arrived in Northern Ireland for talks to help strengthen the region's harmony. Outside Stormont Castle, she greeted Protestant and Catholic leaders, First Minister Peter Robinson and Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness, in their first appearance together for several months. Later, traveling to the Russian capital of Moscow, Secretary Clinton continued negotiations on a new U.S.-Russian nuclear disarmament treaty. "Your Excellency and United States, we appreciate your initiatives to foster greater peace in all relations. Surely such endeavors are furthering the goal of harmony and tranquility across the globe."
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Save our planet. Rapid ocean acidification disastrous for marine life. Following their research on the Svalbard Archipelago, a group of islands midway between Norway and the Arctic North Pole, Professor Jean-Pierre Gattuso and team from France's National Center for Scientific Research estimated that in less than a decade, a portion of the Arctic Ocean will be so acidic it will corrode the shells of mussels and other sea creatures. Professor Gattuso and his team of oceanographers reached this startling forecast as they realized from their first-hand studies that the acidification is more advanced than scientists previously realized.
"Because carbon dioxide is more soluble in cold water than warm, the Arctic Ocean is particularly vulnerable. However, other seas are also susceptible. As Professor Gattuso stated, over the whole planet, there will be a threefold increase in the average acidity of the oceans, which is unprecedented during the past 20 million years.
Professor Gattuso, a National Center for Scientific Research colleagues, we are grateful for this warning and ask that people everywhere join hands in sustainable efforts to save our planet and her fragile marine ecosystems.
Wishing to assist humanity in this urgent situation, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted our responsibility and role in being part of the solution during a March 2009 video conference in California, USA.
There's another condition called acidification, where the lack of certain fish has contributed to higher ocean acidity, which in turn reduces the capacity of the ocean to absorb CO2. And the ocean is a very complex ecosystem, where every living thing has a unique function. So removing even a small fish for humans to eat creates an imbalance in the sea. In fact, we are already seeing an effect of this imbalance on marine mammals. As the ocean became warmer and warmer and more acidic, more toxins are present in the water. Anything God puts on earth is for a purpose. We should not kill anything, we should not eat anything except plant-based diet.
Save our planet. Meat is legal murder. Through government and community awareness campaigns, it has become widely known that alcohol, drugs, and tobacco are lethal toxic substances costing many lives. Increasingly, however, studies show that animal products are also directly linked to fatal diseases such as cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, including in children.
Meanwhile, livestock production is also the main cause of global warming. During the October 11th video conference on climate change in Formosa or Taiwan, honored guest Supreme Master Qinghai responded to a question about whether a tax on meat, similar to taxes imposed on tobacco products, would be a solution.
The best is to abolish meat altogether. Because unlike tobacco, drugs, and alcohol, animal consuming is eating up our planet. Is killing us humans and destroying our only home, that soon we might not even have a planet to live on, for our children to continue to live on. We have no time to waste now, as in the case of the other three poisonous substances, namely drug, alcohol and tobacco. Even if we put labels or warning on meat package, it's not sufficient. Now we can see meat is everywhere, legally killing us and our children, legally killing our planet, killing the environment in massive scales. We must stop animal production now, and at all costs if we want to keep this planet called home. The government gives subsidies to animal industry anyway, so these subsidies can also be used instead to turn meat and related businesses into wholesome vegan businesses. Good for the people, good for the business, good for the planet. Doing this, we only gain hugely, not just immediately, but for the long, long run. And we can keep this planet forever and make it into a paradise by just throwing that meat away and stop the animal industry. Meat is killing millions, billions of people, killing our planet, our only home. We have to do something about this crime. It's really simple to be veg, and it is the only way to a future for ourselves and all beings in this world.
Our appreciation, caring conference participants, and gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her words that ring with truth, practicality, and love for all beings. May we lose not a moment in our global transition to the organic vegan diet, which indeed will save our loved ones among all lives on Earth.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for a full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Arab ministers agree on water diplomacy program to secure peace. 40 experts from Arab countries' ministries of water and foreign affairs gathered in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, for a 3-day seminar to create cooperative water plans. World Bank experts launched the meeting with data from a report that will be presented at the upcoming Copenhagen Climate Change Forum, showing that Middle East water per capita is expected to decrease 50% by 2050, even without including the effects of climate change.
Senior water advisor at the World Bank, David Gray, pointed out that over 95% of the world's population resides in nations where at least one watercourse is shared with other countries. Affirming that this is true for some 70% of the Arab region's waters, His Excellency Majid al-Mansouri, Secretary General of the Environment Agency, Abu Dhabi, stated, "To avoid conflict, these resources and their distribution must be managed carefully to ensure the interests of the countries involved are protected."
Your Excellency and Arab Water and Foreign Ministry water experts, we laud your cooperative efforts to share and conserve regional water resources, wishing you fruitful success in finding solutions for the abundant benefit of all.
Save our planet. Researchers in India state that the massive amounts of fresh water entering the ocean from melting ice sheets in Greenland could weaken ocean currents and reduce temperature variations that give rise to the Indian summer monsoon.
Save our planet. The United States Environmental Protection Agency's Green Power Partnership is honoring computer company Intel Corporation, Shakely Corporation, Applied Materials Incorporated, and Butte College for their commitment and contributions in helping advance the nation's voluntary sustainable energy market.
Supreme Master Ching Hai. To avoid or minimize radiation from mobile phones, carry them directly on your body as little as possible. Even the earphones. You can put the phone on a separate table or chair away from your body while you converse with the loudspeaker on. There are things to help you avoid the radiation completely, but they are hard to find. Yes. Must proof check them to see if they work. Our sincere thanks, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this protective tip. Thank you for your attention, kind viewers, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our globe.
Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Australia. The 9th Annual Moreton Bay Region Sustainable Living Expo, held near Brisbane, showcased information and goods to help local residents live a greener lifestyle. Located at the Caboolture Region Environmental Education Center, the event included talks, displays, entertainment, and children's activities, as well as organic produce.
It brings together all those products and community groups that have to do with sustainable living to promote that kind of thing to the community.
Our association members from Brisbane hosted a booth at the gathering. They shared SOS flyers and biodegradable Be Veg, Go Green, Save the Planet balloons to raise awareness of the importance of the plant-based diet to preserve our world. Kudos Caboolture Region Environmental Education Center for encouraging environmentally conscious practices. May Earth be a vegan paradise in our lifetime.
In world news, the Syrian president and Kuwaiti emir call for increased bilateral cooperation. In a recent letter to the president of the Syrian Arabic Republic, His Excellency Bashar al-Assad, His Highness the emir Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmad al-Jaber al-Sabah, expressed the importance of fostering relations between the two countries. In a following statement, President Assad commended the initiative. Our respectful gratitude, Your Highness the Emir Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmad al-Jaber al-Sabah and Your Excellency Bashar al-Assad, President of the Syrian Arabic Republic, for your commitment to harmony and friendship between your nations. Blessed be humanity to flourish in happiness and goodwill towards all beings. Up next on Noteworthy News, conservationists take steps to safeguard the African okapi. We'll take a moment to give thanks to the Creator for the abundance in our lives. More exemplary news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beneficial news for an ideal world. In animal welfare news, a conservation organization strives to protect a rare African animal. The Okapi Conservation Project, OCP, is in control of the Okapi Wildlife Reserve, located in the Ituri Forest of Northeastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, established by zoologist John Lucas in 1987. The nonprofit group trains rangers to guard the okapis and work to put an end to any unregulated activities that are harming the habitat of the animals. In addition, people in the surrounding communities are helped to find sustainable ways to earn their living. Our sincere appreciation, Mr. John Lucas and Okapi Conservation Project, for your laudable endeavors. May the beautiful okapis once again thrive and freely roam the verdant and life-sustaining forest.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Zulu entitled Slight Problem.
Indoda yangena istolo yabuse isaka yabuseka isikhahla sokweza isinqunu. Indondo yesitolo yamkhuthaza ukuthi uthenge imodeli online. Indoda yajabula kakhulu yayithenga. Ilanga elilandelayo wayibusela wathi, isaka leyithi imoshakele mara iyaseka. Athatha isinqunu, athatha ilanga esincingi. Indoda yathanda i-chainsaw acabanga akubona kuthi injani. Indoda yathi, umsindo uphuma kuphi?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
سلام، من از ایران هستم. میخواستم از خانم چینخای خیلی تشکر و سپاسم رو بهشون اعلام کنم، از برنامه های خوبشون، از آگاهی که به کل دنیا میدن و از تمامی دستبندرکاران که این اطلاعات رو به ما میرسونن و تعهدشون جهانیه و ما بی نهایت استفاده میکنیم. به جز من خیلی کسای دیگه هم هستن که هممون میخواییم مشرف بشیم و پیشا پیش از ایشون تشکر میکنیم و دوست داریم صادقانه عشقمونو و محبتمونو نثار بکنیم به کل دنیا، هر خدمتی از دستمون برمیاد انجام بدیم. از خانم چینکای هم بی نهایت تشکر داریم و سوالایی رو که داریم بیشترشو با بینندگانی که سوال میکنن جواب میگیریم.
Hi Beta, it is wonderful to hear from you. Our representative will be in touch and provide you with the requested information about the Kuan Yin method of meditation. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a personal reply for you.
Luminous Beta, Welcome home, sweet angel. You and your friends are most welcome to claim your birthright of heaven's light and sound. Together, we can serve the world and help people understand that the compassionate vegan diet is the only hope now to save our precious planet. With Allah's manifold blessings, love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May divine love grace your heart and soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev affirms that with or without a financial crisis, Russia will continue to fund social programs to ensure that the less fortunate achieve a good standard of living.
Two-year-old Oscar Wrigley became the youngest Briton to be accepted into the High Intelligence Society, Mensa International, testing off the charts with an IQ of at least 160.
The Ecuadorian government awards more than 16,000 refugee visas to Colombians displaced by their country's civil conflict, while affirming that programs are in place to protect some 135,000 refugees.
The Irish National Liberation Army, or INLA, renounces its former military approach, pledging instead to engage in peaceful problem-solving.
Despite his own house suffering earthquake damage, Indonesian central bank co-head Romeo Rosal used text messages to coordinate and distribute aid and medicine to those in greater need.
In partnership with the National Library of China, Harvard College Library in Massachusetts, USA, is digitizing and making available online over 51,000 volumes of rare Chinese books.
Argentina, Australia, Costa Rica, Finland, Japan, Kenya, and the United Kingdom proposed negotiations on a new arms trade treaty that would help prevent the illegal transfer of weapons to protect human life.
The United Kingdom's Change for Life health campaign promotes fresh fruit and vegetable consumption, as well as exercise through advertisements featuring the popular US cartoon family, The Simpsons.
After 15 consecutive years of applying, hearing-impaired Dr. Maniram Sharma has been admitted to the Indian government's administrative service, with his achievement considered a milestone for disabled persons.
Indonesia announces plans to host a dialogue on shared Indonesian-Malaysian history to be held in the capital city of the province bordering Malaysia to promote improved bilateral relations.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.